state scholarships. For more information, check out SynergyMagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Power over tiredness. I think we live in a time where most everyone's plate, if I can say it that way, is full. I have a more full plate than I've had in a long time, but my plate has always been full. But you have to be able to approach things with a certain mindset and in a certain demeanor in order to be able to conquer it. Because if you try to deal with things all the time in your emotions, you can be worn out very quickly. But if you approach it from a place of faith, rest. And that means that you've labored. See, we have to labor to enter into his rest. It's a labor. It's not a given. God says, I want you to enter into my rest. But there's a labor because there's a lot of things that vie, fight over, contend for your affections, your energy. Amen. And all the negative stuff. If we don't have the right perspective on it, it can defeat us. We can become offended. We can become hurt over nothing. And then want to give up. That's always the enemy's strategy. To try to wear out the saints, to change times and laws. If he can change the times in your life. See, the Bible says our times are in his hands. Say it with me. My times are in God's hands. So anything else, any other time, I wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. But see, waiting is not just sitting in your easy chair or your lazy boy or your rocking chair and just rocking. What you doing? Just waiting? No, waiting means to actually be serving. You know, it more means like a waiter in a restaurant. They wait on you. If they're good, you give them a tip. If they're not good, you ask to see the manager. But they wait on you. They're there for what you want. In a time of warfare, it's not time to stop waiting on God. Listen. Down through the years, especially you that have been around for some time, you've been equipped. Tell somebody, I'm equipped. Come on, tell them, I am equipped for the battle that I am in. Come on, tell somebody, the devil's in trouble. How many believe that? Amen. We're coming upon some territory that he's occupied for a while. But tell somebody, we're taking it over. Come on, we're taking it back. We're going to set our flag there and have dominion in that realm. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all the souls belong to God. This is God's. It's not the devil's. All he has is a broke system called the world. Love not the world. Neither the things that are in the world. All that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life, which is not of the Father, but is of the world. But the Bible says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. See, sometimes God lets the fire start burning to burn up the stuff that's been binding you up. You know, you want to get out the fire, but the ropes hadn't burned off yet. See, it's in the midst of the fire that God changes things. It's in the midst of the fire that you start abandoning. Come on, it's in the midst of the fire that you rise up with a new boldness. It's in the midst of the fire that you say, all right, enough is enough. Hello, if it were not for the fire or the negative, you wouldn't enter into power. You still be mealy-mouthing around, poor-mouthing, mad with God, because you're not comfortable. I'm telling you, God is shaking comfort zones and drawing you or pushing you into war zones, battle zones. But tell somebody again, I'm ready for this. I'm equipped for this. No more AWOL. Absent without leave. You be court-martialed in the court of God, in the court of heaven. God will court-martial you. Trying to get to Canada. If I could just get to Canada, I wouldn't have to. See, Ephraim was like that. In Psalm 78, Ephraim was armed. That tribe was armed, had been trained, were carrying bow and shield, habergeon, all the stuff. And in the day of battle, they turned back. They ran. I mean, that doesn't please God. As a matter of fact, you know, like I know, ain't nothing to guard your back as far as the armor I've seen in the scripture. It's just to guard you for going forward. You turn around and run back, okay, you'll be in big trouble because you expose yourself. Tell somebody, no turning back. All right, I just want to establish that in order to really or truly walk in power, it takes positive and negative. It takes God's affirmation and the power of Holy Spirit and all that he brings and all the good, but it also takes your cross, your affliction, your opposition. I hear, that's all I hear. Well, it's true. And you know, tell somebody, don't be scared. God will not suffer anything to come against you that you can't bear. Now, you might not be able to bear what the person sitting next to you can bear. So God's not going to bring that to you. But where you are, he will bring enough or allow enough to sharpen you. And if you understand his ways, this was the problem with Israel. Israel knew of his acts. They knew what God could do, but they didn't know his ways. So when trouble came, they got mad with God. They got mad with their leaders. They got mad with one another. They got low self-esteem. They wanted to go back. They didn't understand that God was allowing them to be tested in order for them to be promoted. Tell somebody, this is the way. And when you get to that promised land, you will face giants. Hello, someone. But as we have preached down through the years, those giants are bread. They are bread for us. They're a meal. They will bring the nutrition that you need at this level. Manna won't suffice for you. You that are grown, get rid of them baby food jars in your cabinet. Ain't no babies in that house. Well, I like the carrots. You better get rid of that. It's just a real carrots. Listen, tonight, the Lord dropped something in my spirit this week concerning the power of your decree. The power of your decree. I think it's vital that we understand in this hour the power of our decree. All the armor given to a soldier, a warrior, for warfare, only one of the instruments was for moving forward. All the other were defensive. Of course, there were the shoes, but it was the sword of the Spirit. which is the word of God. The sword was for moving forward. Now you could defend, you know, with the shield and all the other stuff, but you didn't have any sword. All you could do was block stuff. Anything the devil, okay, I'm cool. Yeah, but you ain't going nowhere. It's the sword, the two-edged sword that moves us forward, and that's the word of God. Tell somebody, the word must be in your mouth. Go with me to the book of Job. I want to read something here, and we're going to establish something everyone doesn't know. As much as it's been taught and preached, well, let me say this way. We need to catch a revelation of this. This is really important. The importance of your words, but more than that, decrees and proclamations. Some people think, oh, it's just, you know, I tried that and it didn't work for me. I'm going to show you tonight why it didn't work for you. Or it may not be working for you now, but I'll show you why. It's not merely just grabbing something, you know, grab it, you know, like I say, grab it and blab it. Or, you know, name it and claim it. It's much more to it than that. As we studied a bit Sunday, God never did anything without saying it first. And God said. And God said. And God said. So you know there's some significance, there's some value to the words that are being released. And for good or for evil, whether you're releasing the right words or the wrong words, you are causing an explosion in your life somewhere. All right? So we want to talk about the power of your decree. Now in Job chapter 22, starting at verse 21, the word of God says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto you. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. He shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. Amen. Starting at verse 21, you see, there has to be a foundation from which we speak and operate. And the foundation must be the Word of God.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.